Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I just wanted to start by saying, I talked to our guys all week about the fact that they came back after the bye. They were in shape. They practiced extremely hard in two competitive days in the bye week, and then we gave them the day off. They went to work for 3 days and really prepared hard for this game, and appreciate the work that they put in. Thought we, Josh played well. Certainly, we had a chance to move the football a little bit. We got a pass rush tonight. A lot of different things happened during the course of the game. We were able to move on to the next play, overcome the adversity within the course of the game, and find enough plays to stay on the field and win the game. You know, they've done a good job of getting better each and every week. As I said before you came in here, our guys worked really hard this week to prepare. Dom Capers threw it all at us tonight. He brought it from different places, different coverages. Our guys did a good job. Josh did a nice job of managing, changing the protections when we had to. And just overall, they just hung in there and they just kept playing. And when a play didn't go well, they just moved forward and went on to the next play and continue to play hard. We wanted to come in here and play as hard as we could and say we may not be able to play harder than them, but we want to play just as hard and harder if possible. And I think we did that tonight. You know, I can't say there was great analytical reasoning involved. I mean, it was a sense that we needed to stay on the field, and I felt that we could, and that's what we did. And I knew one way or the other, I wouldn't look back and have any regrets on the decision that was made. Well, I think that our guys continue to play and work. That we had a very difficult loss in Washington, and then we had to spend all the time thinking about it. And when we came back during the week, you never knew that what had happened in Washington. They came back. They really went to work at just getting better as a team for 2 days. Excuse me. Took the day off, came back, and practiced, like a team they want to become, a great football team. And that takes time, and that's a daily process of preparation. And, we were able to, as we say all the time, we worked real hard and we prepared. It doesn't guarantee us a win, but it gives us a chance on game day. And it gave us a chance today to play a complete game. And we had our adversity along the way, as they did, but our guys hung in and played against a very good football team. And we're fortunate enough to come out with a win. Well, absolutely. You know, our pass rush, you could feel our pass rush on the sideline. I think Shea must have had 2 or 3 sacks. I know Julius was in, and then he had the turnover, which we didn't capitalize on offensively. But it was just great to see him out there. I felt we played fast. I thought Mel Tucker did a terrific job during the week of getting our guys ready to play. We had 2 young linebackers playing in the game and moving, and our defensive tackles around. So Mel did a great. Our defensive staff did a terrific job, and I think it showed up tonight on defense, particularly with our pass rush. You know, I saw from as far away as we could possibly be, but the big thing is a guy like Brandon, if you just give him a chance, if you keep it in play, give him a chance, he'll make that kind of unique catch. And that was certainly a unique catch. I didn't see it on the screen afterwards, haven't seen the replay, but it looked to me like he twisted around and adjusted to make the play. And the big thing was that Josh just gave him a chance to make the play, and we were fortunate to convert. Yeah, we're going to go with whatever the doctors say. And when Jay is, when they approve Jay to play, then Jay will be back in there. So we'll just, we're going to enjoy this one for at least 10 hours before we have to go back and move on to the next one. We'll give our players the day off, and we'll see where things are come Wednesday, right, when we're back with our players. You know, he was great. He just he made sure a lot of times when I call a play that I'm looking to my card on the next play, so he's making sure Josh gets the call and doesn't need it again. And he had the call sheet in, and he came by 2 or 3 times and either said keep doing what you're doing or here's a couple thoughts, he was really good on the sidelines, and he was really good during the week helping in our quarterback room with Matt and Jordan to help all of us get ready for this game. He was outstanding. You guys saw a little bit on the field, but off the field as well. Yeah, just really proud of our guys. You don't want Matt did a good job, number one, of staying in bounds on the long run. And we worked so hard on, making sure we don't get the penalties. And it was good to see that the holding penalty inhibited us, but at least it gave us an opportunity not to be out of field goal range. We don't want to hold in those situations. And I'm not sure, the level of the hold that there was. But we know in those situations that, people are going to be looking, you know, for those kinds of mistakes. So we got to do a better job there. But overall, just a, you know, great effort to stay on the field, and really proud of our guys. You know, we got a long road ahead. You know, the lead, and that doesn't mean much right now. It's going to mean a lot more, you know, down the road here. But you know, we get a chance. It's kind of an opportunity to kind of find out where we are. We did tonight. We found a little bit more, but we got to get better. There's things we certainly will do. We'll be after them on Wednesday to get better. It's in certain areas we have to. We're playing a very, very good football team on Sunday, and we'll break it down and go to work, and we won't practice 3 days this week. We'll practice two days, give our guys a chance to heal up a little bit. So it becomes very important when we're in Halas Hall that we get the work done necessary to give us our best chance on Sunday.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.